A reading from the Gospel of John. So they said to him, "What sign are you going to give us then, so that we may see it and believe you? What work are you performing?" "Our ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness. As it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." Then Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." They said to him, "Sir, give us this bread always." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." Sir, give us this bread always. So is spoken, right there in that phrase, the great desire for ultimate and final satiation. A desire not only to experience eternal plenitude, but to be filled to the brim with that plenitude. It can be said that whatever we desire, whatever we yearn for, we desire on some level to take into ourselves, to make a part of us. What we crave is never meant to remain separate. Some things we crave, such as bodily sustenance, of course cannot remain separate from us for too long. If it is healthy food, we take it into ourselves, and we become stronger and more fortified. The inherent health of the food transforms the health of the receiver. Conversely, unhealthy ingestion brings the body towards internal dis-ease, and if this behavior is perpetuated, will cause grave injury to the body's functioning. So too is the relation between what we ingest with our mind and heart. The relation between what we take in and how we experience the world. We should realize that we are not only what we eat in the physical sense, but what we eat in the mental and emotional sense as well. Christianity is now in a season of new life. If you will, in a season of definitively renewed health. The Christ took in all of the unhealth, the dis-ease of humanity. For humanity was filled to the brim, but filled to the brim with the garbage of radical illusion and separation, from within itself and between itself and God. Filled with the violence that comes from such states of being. The human race was not open to be fed with life-giving sustenance. Christ had to empty humanity of this false fullness and experience in his very body and soul that this fullness, in fact, leaves you direly parched and achingly hungry for the real thing. 2,000 years later, the crowds around the world are asking the same thing and are asking for the real thing. Give us this bread always. The third world has always asked this. The first world is increasingly asking this now, in this time of quasi-depression. In New York, the financial capital of the United States, it is speculated that there may be as many as 3 million hungry, storming the food banks by the end of this year. Our current ways of being are clearly not feeding us. But the bread of life, who Jesus is always here. Through the Paschal mystery we just celebrated, the timeless abundance of the Spirit broke through into time, and the people's desires for the lasting bread were fulfilled by the source of life. This plenitude can flow through the power and expansiveness of our belief right now. There are documented miracles in Juarez, Mexico, of modern-day five loaves and two fish stories. Holidays have become holy days there, where it has been accounted that generous donors never run out of the food that was brought when there in no way seems to be enough for all who emerge from the trash piles. Perhaps the poor are able more than most to experience the bread of life, for they know in their bones that they really hunger. And they too can authentically say with Christ, as Christ says with them, "I thirst." For we are all poor, whether we are mindful of it or not. For we all live in daily radical dependence on God. Only by acknowledging this poverty can we then be open to being cleansed of our illusions, of what keeps us full but never satisfies, and be filled with the bread that never decays, that never diminishes, but will multiply infinitely until we become infinite bread for others. It is always there. The heavenly banquet is going on right now. So holding this in faith, honestly, earnestly, without self-consciousness, open up the mouth of your heart to the Lord and say, "Ah."